were strolling down the Elysee, picking out pastels and other kinds of paint. Eddie says to Claude, I found some rouge that is really odd, and this indigo from Cairo makes it hard to use restraint. They continued this intellectual discussion over cafe latte and an English muffin. Andre Durain arranged for the beverage, you see. Andre was cutting out for London, so Monet winked and he told him, you get to Charing Cross, man, pay one of the bridges for me. Monet concerned himself with atmosphere and light. He worked on lots of canvases at the same time, and as it got darker, he just painted on down the line. Did some stuff that's really out of sight. Some other guys in that league were Rodin, Cézanne, Renoir, Lautrec, and don't forget Paul Gauguin. Vinnie Van Gogh was way ahead and far above when with an eye for beauty and an ear for love. In 29 months, he blew the doors off of the bourgeoisie. Cézanne said it all. He said, rather a diver splitting rivers like the Ark, and from his pool catching fish if I'm lucky. Monet concerned himself with atmosphere and light. He worked on lots of canvases at the same time, and as it got darker, he just painted all down the line. Did some stuff that's really out of sight. Some other guys in that league were Rodin, Cézanne, Renoir, Lautrec, and don't forget Paul Gauguin.